Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Century Textiles and Industries Limited, hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Biplab Debbarma from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. Hello, everyone, and welcome to post-result conference call to discuss Q2 FY23 earnings of Century Textiles and Industries Limited. Today, we have with us the management of Century Textiles and Industries, represented by Mr. R.K. Dalmia, Managing Director, Mr. Vijay Kaul, CEO, Century Pulp and Paper, Mr. K.T. Jitendran, CEO, Birla Estates, and Mr. Snehal Shah, CFO. Without further ado, let me hand over the call to Mr. Dalmia. Over to you, sir.
Biplab, I'll give the opening remarks. This is Snehal here.
Yes, sir.
Very good afternoon to everyone joining us today, and first of all, wish you all a very happy Diwali. It is our pleasure to welcome you all to this earnings conference call for the second quarter and first half of the financial year 2023. Let me quickly take you through the quarterly industry developments as well as our business highlights. The global economy, as you all know, continues to face headwinds due to uncertain geopolitical situations and high inflation, the rising interest rates across the globe to fight inflationary pressures are weighing on the economic activities. Current situation in India, though, has improved, with Indian consumer demand remaining resilient. Coming to our company's performance for Q2 FY23, well, the good news is that Q2 of this financial has been the best in the last so many quarters as far as memory goes. Given the VUCA environment, this is a commendable performance. The pulp and paper business has had a stellar performance with a lifetime high revenues and NSR in each of its segments. The real estate bookings were also buoyant. For the second quarter of financial year 2023, the consolidated turnover grew by 21% YOY to rupees 1,211 crores. The EBITDA for Q2 FY23 grew by 42% YOY to 189 crores, with consolidated EBITDA margins of 15.6%, and the net profit after tax stood at rupees 71 crores, which grew by 122% YOY. Now, let me take you through some of the key highlights across all our three business verticals. Starting with the real estate business. In Q2 FY23, the real estate industry saw continued positive momentum. Despite increase in overall interest rates, residential real estate registered robust growth due to a renewed trust towards homeownership. A stable job market and steady infrastructure investments have further propped up demand for quality housing. For the second quarter, the real estate business revenue stood at rupees 33 crores and 66 crores rupees in H1 FY23. Real estate leasing income is steady, although there is a slight drop of 6% on YOY basis, primarily due to some old renewals at a lower rate considering current market rates. EBITDA is lower due to higher corporate expenses due to growth in business. Booking value for Q2 FY23 was 561 crores, and collection at rupees 294 crores. On a YOY comparison, it is 180.5% and 286.1% up respectively. For H1 FY23, the booking stood at rupees 995 crores versus 245 crores for H1 FY22, representing a YOY change of 306%. Collections for H1 FY23 stood at rupees 428 crores, same quarter against 124 crores in H1 last year, registering a growth rate of 244% YOY. Amidst a resounding response from the customer for our Gurugram project, we have launched the second phase of Birla Navya. We are pleased to inform you that we have already sold 67% in terms of value of the launch inventory worth rupees 337 crores. For our already launched projects, namely Birla Niyara at Worli, Birla Vanya at Kalyan, Birla Alokya and Birla Tisya at Bengaluru, we achieved sales worth rupees 561 crores during Q2 FY23. We have received robust collections of about 294 crores from all the projects during the quarter on the back of strong, empathetic customer outreach. Our collection efficiency is over 95%. We continue to aggressively scale up our business development pipeline. We acquired about 10 acres of prime land in an upscale South Bengaluru location. The land is planned to be developed as a high-end residential complex with estimated revenue potential worth rupees 840 crores. This project will further strengthen our presence in Bengaluru. Our two commercial assets, Birla Aurora and Birla Centurion, continue to generate stable rentals. With the festive season in full swing, the industry outlook remains positive. There is a continuous surge in favorable home buyer and investment sentiments towards real estate. Our differentiators of very high customer centricity, extreme focus on being design-driven and being digitally enabled while offering superior project delivery will play a key role in making us one of the top real estate developers in the country. Now moving on to the pulp and paper segment. In the quarter gone by, the paper industry demand was on recovery side and therefore positively impacted the growth of volumes and prices in all its segments. Paper demand was on an uptick due to opening of schools after summer breaks and upcoming festival seasons in October 22. The packaging board and tissue segment is witnessing strong demand with rise in packaging for e-commerce, food and allied food products, FMCG and pharmaceuticals. The demand growth for hygienic tissues owing to urbanization in India and post-COVID-19 triggers. The two main factors which are still affecting the global trade scenario are the Russia and Ukraine war and the aggressive pricing by China and Indonesia in the international market. The pulp and paper business has contributed significantly to this quarter's numbers on all accounts. It has crossed the 20% EBITDA margins after a very long time. The business achieved production of 115,032 metric tons with an overall capacity utilization of 96% with sales volumes of 108,902 metric tons. In Q2 FY23, our net sales grew by 37% YOY to rupees 942 crores, driven by better realizations. EBITDA grew by 44% to reach 193 crores, with EBITDA margin improving to 20.5%, primarily on account of operating efficiencies, which, let me tell you, is still work in progress. In H1 FY23, sales stood at rupees 1,799 crores, EBITDA stood at 327 crores, and EBITDA margin stands at 18.2%. With the ban in polystyrene foam-based tableware products from 1st July 22, the demand for bagasse-based tableware product has increased substantially and prices increase has been taken accordingly. The tissue segment is expected to perform better in Q3, with major tissue consumption centers being fully operational. The board segment market is expected to be subdued due to lower demand and competitive low-priced imports. With the reopening of most paper consumption centers and subsidizing high input prices, short to medium outlook for the Indian paper industry appears to be positive. Now moving on to the textile division performance, which is facing challenging times in global markets. However, apparel fabric demand has been stable in the domestic market. Export inquiries declined considerably due to rising interest rates, increased borrowing costs, along with high spike in gas charges, weighing on economic activity of the final textile end-use consumers in USA and European Union. Demand for printed segment was stable on account of long delivery period and higher cost of yarn-dyed fabrics. Sales for the second quarter stood at 224 crores, while for H1 FY23, sales stood at 491 crores. EBITDA loss is at rupees 6 crore for the quarter as well as for H1. High volatility in raw material prices is making the customer cautious, and most of the customers have kept orders on hold and are running at minimum inventory without making any extra bookings, considering expected decrease in raw cotton prices in next season. Production in home textile across India is running in significantly lower capacities. Overall, Indian economy is doing well, and as our main market is in the domestic apparel division, we expect steady demand and regular business from Q4. We are also happy to release our FY22 integrated report showcasing our status on ESG as well as our roadmap for future. This is our first prepared on voluntary basis, but will be part of the BRSR report, which will be mandatory from FY23. We urge our investors to go through the report. In conclusion, we are happy that we had an overall strong performance this quarter despite the macro challenges. The company will continue to pursue its goal of sustainable business and working on all controllables to lift its performance in an uncontrollable external environment. We can now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nishit Shah from Equitas Investment Consultancy Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. My question relates to paper division. So first, I would like to understand more on the imports part. So you said that imports are coming in and that is creating pressure in terms of price. So what is the kind of pricing differential of imported paper products and domestic prices?
No, Mr. Shah, this is Vijay Kaul here. Okay. So regarding import of paper and import of board products, mostly about the board products, not much on the paper front, because paper, okay, there are certain varieties which are still not produced in India. That is what has been the basic import. And there have been one consignment, which is only an import for writing and printing, but that was done by a particular trader in a, for a different purpose altogether. So thereafter, there is no imports on that. The major imports have been on the, you know, packing side, the board side. And there the difference in the prices is just about 4 to 5 rupees lower than our Indian price.
Okay. And sir, in terms of volumes, do we see imports now increasing?
Yeah, you see the now earlier there was an anti-dumping duty on certain products, so you couldn't import. Now the anti-dumping duty has been removed, but the people have to get qualified under a scheme called BIS, where they have to declare that what is their turnover, what products they are making. The company has to declare on that. There it's not that any run-of-the-mill company can just import into this country. So they have to mention all the details, and then only they can import. So they are allowed to import only after they get the clearance. So imports will come in because the European market and the US market, as on today, is going through a recession. So there will not be much of a demand in those segments. So instead of supplying to Europe and USA, while the market has gone dry to some extent, so there will be pressure on India to get these kind of a products from the market. But as the rupee is also strengthening, as the dollar is strengthening and rupee is going down, maybe that may also have some effect of not that much of imports coming into the country. So we have to watch now. Starting from November, we have to keep a close watch on these kind of things.
Okay. And sir, I am looking at this NSR movement, and our NSR for export is significantly higher than domestic.
Yeah.
So, do you see this trend continuing, or now because of pressure?
I think now the NSR of exports will also come to nearby about domestic market itself. Yeah. Because earlier, because of the higher freight cost, that's why the NSR was going high. But now, as the freight costs are coming down, it will be reasonable, equivalent to domestic NSR.
Okay. And sir, how much percentage of our volumes do we export?
Oh, not. I think in overall terms, if you say, then it is not more than 10 to 15%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And lastly, I want to understand our input cost trajectory. Like, are we seeing our input cost now trending downwards?
No, not at all. Like the wood cost, which is totally purely Indian, it is going up. Then the bagasse, which we are also using for our making paper and paper products. So the bagasse cost is going up. So the coal cost is already, it has not come down from the figure of 14,000-15,000 so per ton. So it is still on the higher side. And due to the, there is slight correction in terms of pulp prices. It's only $20, $25, $30 correction. In a $1,000 club, there's a $30 correction. But
okay.
But that gets nullified with the weakening of the rupee against dollar.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, this is softwood pulp?
No, this is both hardwood as well as softwood.
Okay. Okay. And sir, what is the reason of Indian wood prices going up?
Yeah, because they feel that everybody is increasing the prices, so we should also increase the prices. So today there's a trend in India that everybody should increase the prices, to whatever extent they can. And giving various reasons for that, our coal is cheaper, my transportation is cheaper, my various other, things are costlier. So because of that, they are increasing the prices.
Okay. And the competing industries would be plywood, right?
Hello. Can you provide some scope for others to ask questions? We can come back to you later on. Biplav,
yes,
please control the number of questions people ask.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to answer questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Khairnar from Metaverse Equity Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. First of all, congratulations for your stellar performance. So basically, my question is in the in textile business, as the part rises by 118% as compared to previous quarter, and we are seeing declining in turnover of textile business. So what is your take on this?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Aditya.
Aditya.
My name is Aditya, yes.
The declines, if you see, there is no decline in the turnover on a year-on-year basis on the apparel fabrics. The basic decline is actually in the home textile business and a little bit on the yarn business. So the apparel business, which is mainly focused on the domestic, is doing well. It is growing, particularly on the realization front to cover up the input prices increase, etc. But what has impacted us on the turnover side is the home textile business, which is actually slowed down, which is mainly dependent on export and export to developed countries. And therefore, their economic condition is not so good. There is a slowdown. There is risk of inflation, etc. So that is where we have actually lost our turnover in the textile business.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj Parekh from Gardenian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. One question from my side. Just to follow up on the first participant's question, I mean, you're talking about the input costs not softening, correct?
On which business you're talking about? Pulp and paper, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, our NSRs have, you know, moved really well from quarter 4 to 67 rupees per kg to quarter 2, 84 rupees per kg, mainly talking from the domestic point of view. So, on the drawing board, what are the price hikes you've taken in this year, from April till date, and any other price hikes you see in future coming in, give me some idea about this thing?
Sorry, I couldn't get your message itself.
Kalta, basically his question is that how much is the input price increase that we have passed on to price increases and whether that trend will continue or whether we'll be still going forward and increasing the prices.
Okay. No, the price, whatever cost increase has been there, we have been able to pass on around 80 to 85% of that to the consumer, and balance whatever we have achieved is through certain cost, cost cutting measures which we have done in order to improve our efficiencies in the operations. Going forward, it looks little difficult now to further increase the prices, but yes, we have a lot of scope in improving operational efficiency and cutting down various costs and all that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Just one clarification. Can you give me a number as a percentage of how much approximate price rise we've taken from April to as on date?
It is about from April to September, it is almost about 10 to 15% around. Yeah.
Okay. And so, when if I'm not wrong, the last price rise was around July, August. Is that correct? When we taken? Hello.
From 68,000, we have gone to 85,000 NSR. So you can calculate the percentage is roughly 25%.
No, sir, I got that answer. I was asking, when was the last price rise we had taken? Was it around July, August? When was the last price rise we had taken?
Also, when was the last was in August, right? I think, Viraj, I think it was last was in August, but probably it was on board, so I don't know when was the price. There are three segments, so I exactly the Mr. Paul would be knowing better.
Yeah, hello, yeah.
When was the last price rise we had taken in each of the segments?
No, we took it in the month of September itself, on 1st of September.
Last was 1st of September, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
We took correction in tissue. We didn't do correction in board only in the month of September. That's on 1st of September.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you so much. All the best. I'll get back in queue.
Yeah, thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. The next question is from the line of Alpesh Thakkar from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my questions and congratulations for a very good set of numbers, sir. My first question is on the real estate business. Actually, you know, in your opening remarks, you told that, you know, there was this re-leasing thing which happened in our leasing properties. So just wanted to know in which tower this re-leasing happened. And you also mentioned that there was this, you know, downward revision of the rate at which it was done. So what was the rate earlier and what is the new rate at which the re-leasing happened?
Thank you, Alpesh, for your question. Basically, you know, because of the excess supply and, you know, reorganization of the, you know, the commercial market in Worli, there has been a lot of rationalization happening. So with Hindalco had taken about 1.5 floors, which was about 5-6 years back, and there, after all their escalations, the current rentals had gone up to about 220-210 or so, which was clearly much above the prevailing market rate. So we rationalized it because they were getting much cheaper options in international, etc. So we have, you know, recalibrated it to about 175 rupees. But it will keep going up 5% every year. So that's the rationalization we have done.
Okay, so and so in terms of like percentage, how much would be their leasing cost, like out of 0.6?
It's about 50 or so, about 50,000 square feet.
50K square feet. Okay, got it. And a second question is also again on the real estate part, especially on the residential part. Did we take any price hike in our Century Mills project this time?
Virla Niyara, we have taken about 7.5% increase in prices. We did it in sometime in September.
Okay, got it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ajit from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, all of you, and first of all, congratulations for a very good set of numbers. So I have one question on real estate division and one on paper. The one real estate is, sir, the difference in EBIT at standalone and at consolidated level is predominantly due to losses in the real estate division at consolidated levels. Sir, could you please explain more on this as to from where these losses are coming and elaborate more about accounting of the same and how long these losses will be there?
Okay, Ajit, as far as the numbers in the standalone goes, the two commercial buildings are actually on the books of the parent company, that is Birla Centurion and Birla Aurora, as well as Century Bhavan. So what you see in the standalone is basically the rental income minus the FMS expenses, maintenance expenses. That is what is reflected in the standalone numbers. Whereas the subsidiary is spending on the corporate overheads.
Okay.
Those are all losses because basically we cannot recognize EBITDA of our projects unless and until they are completed. So till that time, which probably would be next year, we will be showing losses, which are mainly corporate expenses, like salaries and little bit of marketing, etc., that we incur. Does that help?
Yeah, sir. And the next question is on our paper business. As we have seen, the EBIT margin of our paper business has increased from 12% to 17% at console level, sir. So how sustainable is this margin, and what is your outlook for the margin for next 2-3 quarters or going forward?
So basically, what you are seeing, the increase, right? Actually, in this quarter, the margins are about 20%. And see, even if basically the realizations have gone up in line with the increase in input prices. And as Mr. Kaul said that, we could only pass 85% of those rice to the market. So technically, we have actually lost a little bit on that. Where the margins have improved is in the last 6 months, we have done a lot of efficiencies, which is actually reducing a lot of our cost. And I said in my speech also that, this is work in progress. So we are expecting a lot of savings going forward in the second quarter, in the second half, as well as in the next year. So most likely, I can't give you exact guidance as to where we will reach, but our target is to match the competitors that we have.
Okay. And sir, could you please explain a little bit about which cost, we have got efficiency?
So major cost is in our ancillary, so in our chemicals that we use, in the packaging that we use. Anything you want to add, Mr. Kaul?
Already.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Other than chemicals, and I think we have also improved a little bit on our capacity, as well as
chemicals and packaging, and also the consumption ratios of different.
I think on the lime sludge also.
On that sort of the chemical and different chemical which we are using on that also, on the ratio front also. Suppose we are using 1 kg, we are now using 0.75 kg, like that.
Okay. So majorly is on chemical front.
Chemical and packaging.
Chemical front, on the packaging front.
Okay. Okay. Sir, can you just quantify the percentage of, chemical cost as percentage of sales before and now, and the same for packaging?
No, I don't think that we should quantify right now, because the work is still going on, so it is very difficult to quantify at this stage.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Kumar from Infinity Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. A couple of questions which I had. One was, in terms of the revenue booking on the real estate side, when do you expect to start booking on the Worli project revenues in our P&L? And also, in terms of cash flows, when do you expect the cash flows to start becoming positive on that project? Hello?
Oh, sorry. Hi, Ashish. Thanks for your question. So as far as revenue recognition is concerned, this will happen only when the project or the phase is completed, as per the policy of completion method that we are following. So for projects like Birla Vanya in Kalyan, Birla Alokya in Bangalore, and one phase of Birla Navya in NCR, we expect the revenues to be recognized and kicking in from next year onwards, because we are expected to complete certain phases of each of these projects. As far as Birla Niyaara is concerned, we just started the construction, and we just launched the project in February, and we started the construction in June. So we expect to take another five and a half years for us to actually for completion of Tower A, and the revenue recognition will kick in only then.
Sure. Okay. And in terms of the cash flows, when do you expect the Niyaara, which is the largest project?
Cash.
When do you expect it to become
Cash flow? Cash flow we expect it to do, because our sales velocity has been at a much faster pace than what is expected. So in a couple of years of about the phase one, on phase one, we should be cash positive on Tower One by about 2.5 years. As of now, we already collected about more than 300 crores there. In Birla, Niyaara, we have collected almost 340 crores.
Right.
So we are sitting pretty comfortable there. I expect the project to become cash neutral at a much faster pace. We've done about close to 1800 crores of sales now.
Sure.
And collected 20% of that.
That's been great. That's what, so in terms of the peak debt, maybe it would be 2000 crores peak debt for us before it starts coming down, sir?
Not really. Niyaara.
Ashish, let me give you.
At a company level, I'm saying. Yeah. Ashish, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
So Ashish, basically, I'll give you a bigger picture. Essentially, the real estate business with its existing projects that it has launched, you know, whichever project that it has launched is expected to be cash flow positive in FY24 itself.
Okay.
But then, of course, they're not going to sit on the existing projects. They will be still doing more, getting in more projects. So on the new deals, etc., they might have to spend if you consider something like 1,000 crores every year, that is what probably you can consider that they will be spending. So I am looking at a total kind of a debt, you know, position would be somewhere close to 2,000 in FY24 max peak debt.
Okay. So that's very helpful, sir. Sir, there was one other question which I had, which is now that your paper business is also being very well, as well as the real estate business also seems to have now got its gone off. But the business dynamics for the two businesses are completely different. So any thought process in terms of demerging the two businesses, because otherwise, if you want to do a pure real estate business, then a large portion of the value comes from the paper business or vice versa, right?
So Ashish, this question comes almost every earnings call, and the answer is very simple for that. We will, right now, you know, you asked the question about peak debt. For us to keep our peak debt at minimal level, we are dependent on the cash flows of the pulp and paper business, where the capex is not as much as what we require in the real estate business. So unless we have demonstrated and, you know, executed a few projects and delivered, etc., and we feel comfortable that, you know, the real estate business can stand on its own, that probably would be the time when we will start thinking about it. Besides, I mean, I'm not saying that it's not at the back of our mind, but it is not an immediate priority for us at the moment.
Sure, no, fully appreciate that, sir. If I can ask maybe one more question on the paper business, if we look at some of the leaders in that, some of your peer group, right?
Yes.
They are operating at the June numbers which are out for some of them, they are at 20, 22 rupees a kg as EBITDA, 2,000 rupees a ton. Whereas this quarter, we still reach 16,000. Do you think that in the next 3 to 4 quarters, we can start hitting the number which is comparable to the peers? I'm taking industry out because industry, I understand, can be quite volatile.
So Ashish, I mean, before Mr. Call answers, when you compare ourselves with competitors, it depends on which competitor you are comparing it to us. And then based on that, you have to understand what is their product mix and what is our product mix. What is the raw material they use and what is the raw material we use. So based on that, if you do a little bit of comparison, then probably you will have a better idea ki what should be our margin as compared to their margins. Because the capital employed is also to be considered when you consider all the factors, you just can't look at the margins.
Right. I was talking about the two large listed players, independent paper guys.
Yeah, so I mean...
And I agree with you, one has almost 100% integration into pulp and the other guy has an 85-90% integration. So,
yeah. So we are, as I said, mentioned earlier, we are also on the trajectory of doing some efficiencies, etc. As we said, it's work in progress. Probably a better time for you to compare us with them would be probably somewhere next year.
Okay, that sounds good. And wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Pathak from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi sir, good evening. So, first of all, my first question is on Birla Navya Gurugram. So, we see that the sales are encouraging since 67% of the phase 2 has been sold in the second quarter itself. And now from the presentation, it seems that there are only 60 units remaining to be sold between phase 1 and 2. But still there is half of the inventory yet to be launched. So when can we expect more launches there and also other launch pipeline in other markets that you can please discuss?
Hello. Hello.
Yes, yes, hello.
Hi, Harsh. Okay, I didn't catch the last part of your question, but we'll come to that. As for the first part of your question on Birla Navya, yeah, you're right. First phase is 100% sold out. Second phase is 67% sold out. Between the first phase and second phase, there has been a huge increase in prices. We started first phase at about 10,500, finished at 12. Now we are selling at 16,000 rupees per square foot, phase 2. So that has been a huge upside there. Phase 3, which is largely about, you know, roughly as you mentioned, about half of the inventory, which is Block A, which first part of that we start, we are planning to launch sometime in February, which is Q4. By that time, hopefully, we would have done bulk of the sales of, you know, balance inventory on phase 2 also. So that's the position there. I didn't catch the last part of your question.
Sir, yes, I was asking on the launch pipeline in other micro markets as well. In Kalyan, the second phase of Niyaara seems 50-60% is already sold out now. And also Bangalore market, you have signed some deals there. So you can please discuss that too.
Sure. So we have two new projects in Bangalore. One is a 52-acre parcel in near the airport, and another now 10.25 acres in Rajarajeshwari Nagar. Both these launches are slated to be in the next financial year. We just acquired these parcels, one in April and one in one last month. So we are working on it. Hopefully by Q2, Q3 of next year, financial year, we should be launching it. As concerned Birla Niyaara, the second phase, which is Tower B, that we are expecting in December of next year. And Navya, as I mentioned, which is in Gurugram, will be launching phase 3 in February of this financial year, that is Q4, and maybe a part of it in April, May, June, the rest of it. As far as Kalyan is concerned, all phases have been launched, and now we are, you know, nearing completion of the project. And similarly, the other projects in Bangalore, you know, all phases are launched.
Right. So, first of all, in phase 3, what is the size that we are expecting to launch in Gurugram?
Phase 3, maybe slightly similar sizes or slightly small. I think more or less similar sizes of what we have launched now. There won't be much changes in size because the density is more or less the same. Gurugram, as you know, works on the density formula, so the density remains the same, so the sizes would be the same. I'm presuming you're asking the size of the apartments.
No, not the size. I mean the size of launch in terms of...
But as I mentioned, whatever we have launched till now is a similar size. It's close to about 1,000 crores.
Okay, sure. And any reasons why we are keeping the Niyaara phase 2 launch in December? Because I think significant inventory is already sold out in the first hour. So, any reasons there?
Yeah, I mean, primarily because we wanted to take the learnings of Tower 1, incorporate that in the Tower 2, make some changes and flexibilities, amendments and design. And finally, the entire approval cycle takes its own time. You know, Bombay takes a good 12-15 months, so we are making some amendments, etc. So to bring it in the right size with all the approvals, and we launch with 100% approvals. So that with the environmental clearance and all is going to take its time. So that's why we are planning to bring it. We'll try to bring it if the approval gets faster earlier, but looks likely that it will come up by December.
Right, sir. Sir, and in the Navya project that you indicated that the price increases that you have taken from 10,000 to 12,000 now at 16,000 rupees per square foot. So what is, this is like very encouraging, but what is leading to this price increase? Is it a better demand or, very less launches happening in the micro markets? What is leading to this trend, sir?
Yeah, a couple of reasons. One is, you know, land parcels are very scarce. There is hardly any land parcels left in Gurugram, and especially in the location, which is, you know, the Golf Course Extension market we are talking about. Number two, as you mentioned, the number of launches has been extremely rare. The number of players have reduced. Huge amount of consolidation has happened. So the, you know, strong, stable, reliable players, there are very few. So therefore, there has been a lesser supply, and the demand remains strong. But I gather that must be the reasons.
Okay, okay. And in terms of revenue potential in this Gurugram project, there is, as compared to the previous quarter presentation, there is a 5% increase in the revenue potential, and same in Niyaara, there is a 12% increase. So is this mainly because of the price increases that we have taken?
You're absolutely right.
Okay. And sir, just one last question, if I may squeeze in. In the leasing business, what is the average realization per square foot?
So at Birla Aurora, we are currently, the average leasing is about $200, and in Birla Centurion, it's about $168.
Okay. And on a blended basis?
Yeah, take roughly average of this, maybe about 170 for 180 or so.
170. Okay. And so, sorry, I just
sorry
wanted
to interrupt, Mr. Patak, I would request you to please rejoin the queue.
Sure, I will. Thanks for answering my questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Hitesh Doshi, an individual investor.
Good afternoon to all, and congratulations on very good numbers. So just just carry on from the last participant. So KT sir, what kind of size we will launch over next say up to next December? Like what kind of you know, project size? Like, you know, you said Gurugram will be 1,000 crore. So what approximately what kind of inventory we will launch, including the Worli part, by December, which you said?
Yeah, thank you, Hitesh. So as I mentioned, about 1,000 crores will happen sometime in between February, June. Partly in Feb and partly in June, as far as Navya is concerned. And Niyaara, as I mentioned, this will be another 3,000 crores of launch, another roughly 3,000 crores in December, probably a little earlier. We'll have to figure that out. There will be new first phase launches in Bangalore, two projects. Both will be roughly about 500 crores each.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 plus 4,000. And hopefully we'll have many more new projects by that time. And a few more launches must happen. And of course, the sustenance sales from the earlier inventory, unsold inventories like Kalyan, phase two of the other unsold inventories of the launched projects, all of that should be happening.
So, Hitesh, your question is related to the size of the launch or the booking value that we will do in the next year?
No, booking value, no. I'm just asked the size, and I think it is about 6,000 to 7,000 crore kind of projects we can launch by next December. That is what I am getting the message,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And sir, just one question on paper, that are we expecting any price hike from here or price reduction from here on? Because I am reading new, paper prices are going down internationally. So, just about the pricing part, nothing about margins or anything. Yeah.
No, prices definitely, Joshiji, the prices will be, there will be some correction of prices, but to what an extent, we don't know as on today. We'll have to wait till 15th of November before we do any corrections.
So that means we may have little lower margins, or we can't have a margin
Not necessarily. Pricing correction does not mean that the margins will be lower.
Okay. So thank you so much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vishal Gai from Abercrombie & Kent. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, everybody. I hope I am audible. First of all, congratulations for a very good set of numbers.
Thank you.
I have only one question, this is regarding the frivolous advertisement which appeared in the newspapers. Now, since I'm an individual shareholder, it's not clear to me whether you'll be developing only 14 acres of land in Worli, or would you be developing 30 acres of land?
So, thank you, Vishal, for the question. So, we have about undisputed 30 acres of land. 14 acres is on the parcel where we are currently developing, and adjacent to it there is another parcel which we own, which has about 10 acres of that. And in this 14 acres also there is a commercial parcel, etc., which is another 6 acres. So overall we will be developing about 30 acres of land.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and all the best to you for all the launches you will be taking out next year. Thank you.
Thank you.
There is a follow-up question from the line of Ajit from Nizar Securities. Please go ahead.
Ma'am, my question has been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhinav Bhandari from Soham Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. It is, sir, the one question on the business development side. While you highlighted the launch pipeline for the next 15 months, how is the pipeline on the business development side?
Yeah, thanks, Abhinav. So as I mentioned just before, we have signed two projects in Bangalore, new projects, and we have signed several term sheets in Mumbai, NCR, Bangalore, and a couple of them in Pune also. We are hoping that we'll be able to close several more deals before the end of this financial year. I think we are pretty excited with the opportunities available, and we're also quite excited with the kind of performance we've given and the kind of brand reception we're getting in the market. So hopefully we'll have several more projects before the end of this financial year.
Sure, got that. The second one was, in one of your earlier statements, I think you mentioned Kalyan, all the phases have been launched. We were under the impression that the land parcel there is much more larger than what we have launched so far. So how should one understand that?
Yeah, so Kalyan, the land parcel where we have the current project is in progress, is about 22.5 acres, where the potential is 1.3 million. This is divided into three phases, where we have launched now all three phases, and this will come up for delivery in the next year. We have some other parcels in Kalyan. For example, there is another 70-acre parcel which was slightly at a different location, not suited for real estate exploitation as of today, and it was an agricultural parcel. So that we have now leased out to a company for development, for our own sister company, Vich Pilani, for making that SO Management Institute, and we are receiving an annual lease for that. We have more parcels in Kalyan, but these are all futuristic parcels. Another 45 acres is there, so which is also a futuristic. So those will not come up for development today. And all these parcels are different locations, right? So, yeah. So the 22 acres is where the development was currently in progress, as has been doing very well. And so that is where we have what I was talking about.
And couple of parcels which we had of our own, I think if I'm not wrong, somewhere in Talegaon and Pune, and the one in Prabhadevi, any progress on those two?
So those are at the right time we will pick them up. At this point of time, they're not ripe enough for the development. Very future potential parcels. We will bring them up in for development in due course.
Sure. And just one last bit on the standalone balance sheet side, where the inventory has gone up by about 300 crores versus March. So just to get some sense on that.
So that is essentially all this, as we said, we can't do any revenue recognition. So all that expenditure as well as the collections stand either in the liabilities or assets. So the inventory is essentially of the construction work that has happened.
And also we purchased land just now in Bangalore for 130 crores.
Yeah,
all that.
Oh, I thought that was on the console side. I was asking on the standalone.
You're talking about standalone. Okay, sorry. So standalone mein again, standalone mein to
same, huh?
Sales.
So inventory has increased at Birla Niyara, whatever we have spent, that is coming
in the main
standalone only. Apart from that, there is some working capital increase in scrap paper and textile also.
Okay. So would you be able to quantify these two numbers? The increase out of the 300 crores because of Niyaara, and just to understand why Niyaara getting...
So Niyaara is being built on the land which belongs to Century. So it is Century is the landowner, and all the revenues are booked in the books of Century, and all the expenditure is booked in the books of Century. And the developer, that is Birla Estate, is only getting management fee, that is what is known as the DM fees. So all those inventory of Niyaara is booked in the Century balance. So that is why the inventories are going up.
Got it. And all the rest of the projects would be in the subsidiary?
Those are all JVs. So those are only Kalyan, for example, but Kalyan was a, what you call it, JDA. But Niyaara is a DM, development. Otherwise, even Niyaara, I mean, Kalyan also would have been in our books because the land belonged to us.
Got it. Perfect. Thank you so much, sir, and best wishes.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Snehal Shah for closing comments.
So, thank you all for participating in this earnings call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. We are very thankful to all our investors who stand by us and have the confidence in the company's growth plans. And with this, I wish everyone a great evening and a happy Diwali and Saal Mubarak. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.